we do. It's,
I like it when we have a guest, Norm.
Oh, it's a big week.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge week.
It is a huge week, Norm.
It's Kentucky Derby week.
Uh-huh.
The 126th running of the roses.
That's right.
And, Andy, I don't know if you've ever talked to this person before.
I haven't, but you told me a lot about him, and you guys are a big buddy.
Yeah, he's been on the ticket several times, and I've done some shows with him.
Uh-huh.
This is a big thrill to welcome to the program.
Hello now.
A big thrill to welcome to the program 77 Triple Crown winner, Seattle Slew. We go so far back, my friend.
Oh, hey, Normie. Craig,
hi, Seattle.
I don't know if you know this, but Norm and I used to work together back on HSE.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he was doing HSE. And even further, Bounty, when you were doing WKA.
That's right. We had the show called Quick Hoops.
It was Quick Hoops, that's right. And we were big-time buddies, and Norm has certainly won his nut on my back a few times.
We had some times, didn't we, Seattle?
Yes, Norm, remember this? Hmm. Excuse me, sir, but can I have my pants?
Tell him the story, Seattle.
I don't know if I can tell it all on the air, but Norm, Charlie Pratt, and me were down in Daytona Beach in the 70s doing body shots on
this
little...
They had fantastic parties down there.
Oh, yeah. We were doing body shots off this 19-year-old, and we had gotten tattoos that night, and we went swimming in the ocean about 4 in the morning. And Norm pulls off my swimming trunks and threw them up on the beach to Charlie. And Charlie just takes off with them. And Norm gets out and he's giggling. And we had a few pops. And so I had to wait in the ocean till morning because I was too embarrassed to get out.
Yeah, he wouldn't come out of the water. Get out of the water. He wouldn't come out.
I'm dried up like a prune, and I notice a police officer walking along the beach and sees a horse out in the ocean. He's wondering what the hell's going on. It's kind of odd. And I noticed he had my pants attached to him, and that's when I looked at him, and Norm was there, and I said, "Excuse me, sir, but can I have my pants?"
Oh, the 70s.
Oh, boy, those were some times. And then we had, that night in Dallas.
Oh,
you remember when you came down?
About?
Oh, Andy.
Oh, man, Andy.
This is long before I had Andy.
Yeah,
oh, but it was a night,
around,
though.
Andy. This is back when I was his HOV buddy.
Let's see, who was it? It was me and you and...
We were at Louie's.
At Louie's.
And, oh, they have fantastic pizza.
Really? Louie's.
Your voice has got more exaggerated, Norma.
But we had a great night, and we were having fun at Louie's.
We did.
And Blackie Sherritt
was there. And Blackie bet us that he could outrun us in his Model T that he drives around. And Norm said, "Hey, Blackie, I'll get on Seattle's back, and we'll race, and we'll see who's faster." And so
I said, "Come on, bring it on." And we took him on.
And so there we are at 4 in the morning, racing down Ross Avenue.
And we were moving.
And we were hauling all kinds of ass.
It was tire irons at 2 feet.
Yeah. Boy, it's gotten good. And so we're racing down Ross Avenue, and I accidentally bumped Blackie in his Model T, and that sent him sailing off the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Blackie wrecked his Model T, and I looked back at him, and right about that time, I smashed into the green building downtown. And you know what? In all seriousness, after that accident, when Blackie hit his head on that Model T steering wheel, his riding style changed, and he started writing short declarative sentences that didn't make sense.
That's exactly right.
Some hither, others yawn.
Others yawn. Yes,
prayers
indeed.
Are with his family.
Well,
with his
family. Seattle, I know you're excited about this week. We get so excited about Kentucky Derby weekend. Can't wait to have a mint julep with you, my friend.
Look
at this race. Let's talk about some of the horses.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the horses, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I mean, are there any wacky names in this?
Oh, we love wacky names.
Horse a while back called, this is honest to God, this is true. Horse named Mortar Forker.
I used that on my show once. Oh. I think it's turned into a drop on the ticket, as a matter of fact.
There was another one.
Just about everything turns into a drop around here.
Sponsored by a utensil factory called That Forkin' Horse. Remember that one?
I remember that one.
Who do you like this year?
Well, I'd like a couple of horses, Seattle. Get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Impeachable. 5-1 odds. The number 3 horse. And this is a horse that comes out of the gate, shows you his tail feathers, and says, bye-bye.
You're still saying that? You've been saying that for 20 years. You say that about every
horse.
Here's
another horse. High Yield. This is a good horse. A horse that's good in the corners. I see this horse sprinting out, showing his tail feathers, taunting the rest of the field with a ham sandwich, saying that you can't catch me, looking back at him as if to say, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it, I'm going to fix it.
Oh, my goodness.
Just going on down.
Boy, you're getting worse.
Horses to stay away from. Horses to stay away from China Visit. China Visit's trainer hasn't won a race since Nixon visited China. Those are my thoughts. What are yours, Seattle? Seattle?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I tuned out there.
That was,
your elongated laughter at your own joke kind of made me tune out. Sorry about that, Norm.
It's called a layout.
Anyway. I don't know, Norm. I don't really follow the Derby or follow horse racing anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm big into wrestling. Do you smell what the rock is cooking?
Do you smell what they're cooking down at Louie's?
That's right, Greek salad and pizza.
Pizza.
Hey, Norm, tell Vicky I said hello. Carly sends her love.
Seattle, I know I've Godspeed to you, my friend.
Norm, I wish you well.
All right, there we go.
Another edition of Picks of the Panda. A very special guest this week in Seattle SLU. Oh, what a treat.
Okay. There you go. Picks of the Panda yesterday here on the Gunnar & Miller Show.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
How's that pizza at Louie's again?
I don't know. Well, I guess you'll have to go ask Norm.
No. Come on now.
What?
Do that layout.